You're listening to Comedy Central.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What's going on, everybody? I've been watching these police encounters that have been all over the news over the past few days. The question I kept finding myself asking when I was watching the video of the lieutenant who gets pulled over by the cops. He's in military fatigues, right? He's one of the troops. He's being treated trash by the cops. And not like just as a troop, as a human being, he's being treated like trash. They claim they were afraid, but there's only one person exhibiting fear in that video, and it's him. And I found myself watching that video over and over again, and I realized it's because I had one question that kept on nagging in my brain, and the question was, where are the good apples? Because we're told time and time again that these incidents that Black Americans are experiencing are because of bad apples, right? There are bad apples in these police departments who are doing these things. They use chokeholds that are not allowed. They use excessive force. They're violent in their words and their actions to the people they're meant to be protecting and serving. These are bad apples. We've got to root them out of the force. My question, though, is where are the good apples? If we're meant to believe that the police system in America, the system of policing itself is not fundamentally broken, then we would need to see good apples. And by the way, I'm not saying that there are no good policemen. Don't get me wrong. I'm asking where the good apples are. And what I mean by that is, where are the cops who are stopping the cop from putting their knee on George Floyd's neck? Because there's not one cop at that scene. There's one cop who's on trial, but there's not one cop at that scene. You know, where are the other cops when Philando Castile is losing his life? Like, where are the cops? You know, where are the good apples? Because it's funny how we live in a society where people who defend these cops at all costs will say, oh, black on black crime, and you see these people in their communities, they don't care. But go to any black community, any disenfranchised community in America, and you will find people marching against that same crime. You'll find community leaders, you'll find parents, you'll find siblings, you find people constantly saying, please, we need to stop this crime, we need to stop the gangs. You see the community doing something. I mean, the fact they call 911 when something happens, so that tells you something. But I don't seem to see that with the cops. We don't see a mass uprising of police saying, let's root out these people. We don't see videos of police officers stopping the other cop from pushing an old man at a Black Lives Matter protest or from beating up a kid in the street with a baton. We don't see that. So my question is, where are the good apples? And honestly, I believe we don't see them not because there are no good people on the police force. I think there are many people who are good on the police force. That's why they join, because they want to do good. But I think it's because they themselves know that if they do something, they're going against the system. The system is more powerful than any individual. the system in policing is doing exactly what it's meant to do in America, and that is to keep poor people in their place. Who happens to be the most poor in America? Black people. You monetize them, you imprison them, which monetizes them again. It's a system. It's not broken. It's working the way it's designed to work. And once you realize that, I feel like you get to a place where you go, oh, we're not dealing with bad apples. We're dealing with a rotten tree that happens to grow good apples. But for the most part, the tree that was planted is bearing the fruit that it was intended to.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.